Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, 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 guys, what is going on? It's your boy GB, man. I appreciate you guys for rocking with me another week on Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man that you need to be in order to have the life that you desire, man. And as always, dude, if you are finding some value in this show and you haven't shared it with at least one of your friends, shame on you, dude. All you literally have to do is take a screenshot of maybe your favorite episode and just send it to them. Just tell them, look for it on Apple iPad. I mean, on iTunes, right? Because I really do believe, man, that the movement that I've created, and as well as with this podcast, is really helping men change and really helping men understand and see a different perspective and become a better husband, a better father, a better person. Self-actualization is the goal, man. And so, as always, dude, just, you know, share it with somebody that you feel can have value, or just take a screenshot and share it on social media, dude. Like, so people see it. You know, that is my one big ask of this, but you know, hopping into today, man, I want to really share like my perspective on things as far as like, how do you get your wife to trust you again, right? And I think that this is something that is near and dear to my heart, because I think that I've been married for 16 years. This year is year 16. I was confused if it's year 17 or 16, but we're going into year 16. And, you know, so that's like, first of all, that's beating the odds in and of itself. And I'll tell you, man, like there were some times I was like, year 5, this shit ain't gonna work, you know. But you know, I'm happy to report that we're on year 16, man, and still rolling. But you know, there were some things that I kind of learned, especially earlier on in my relationship, right? And I would say that there were things that I did early in my relationship, but I didn't learn until later on in the relationship. And so, you know, one of the things that I'm still very driven. You guys know that I love to work. I love the process of helping other people and progression. Like, I'm just always in constant progression. How can I get better? Where can I strive to, you know, improve myself or improve other people, whatever it may be. And there was a period of time where like all I really cared about was work. I was all consumed with growing the business and pouring everything that I had into that. And there came a time where I want to say, man, that I was so enamored, SAT word, I was so enamored in work and what I was doing to grow the company, that anytime like it was like, hey, could you spend time with me and the kids, or hey, you want to go out and hang out together? Hey, like I saw that as a feeling of like, I'm the star quarterback in the game and you keep asking me to come out. Like, you keep asking me to stop working, and I would get irritated and I'd get frustrated. And, you know, and because of that, I think it caused her to close off a little bit, you know, especially like her emotions. And I wouldn't say that I was even the best understanding person of emotions back then, because, you know, frankly, like I'm 40 years old and I'm just now learning how to, I've always been a little bit stoic, like in the sense of like, I try not to be too high or too low. Because I think that's kind of like a recipe for disaster for men, at least. But in understanding her, I did a poor job. You know, in being and creating a safe place for her, I did an extremely poor job. And so over the years, man, you know, there was, you know, some trust that was lost just in her feelings. And then like in 2020, I want to say that's when everything came like crashing down, right? And what I mean by crashing down is, obviously, we know that there was the, you know, the situation in the world and, you know, shit got shut down. And then so I was forced to be at home. And when you're go, 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 work, 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 work. And like, to where I was hardly even present at home, like, you know, because I was gone in the morning and got home late at night. To where then it's just like everything stops and you're forced to kind of like deal with what's right in front of you. I didn't do a good job of that. And because I had lost everything, I was also struggling too, like mentally, man. I would say it's like one of the lowest times in my life, because you lose a company that you worked so hard for, that you poured literally everything into, that you sacrificed for, and it's just gone in the blink of an eye. And then you start, because your whole identity is wrapped up in that company, then you're like, oh shit, who am I? What do I actually want to do? Like, what other tangible skills do I have? And so I went through this spiral of like trying to learn and grow and become better, right? And I think I've always been in the self-development arena as far as like being able to help people. But it was kind of like the mindset part of it was kind of like one-offs, right? And so I never really focused as heavily on it back then as I do now, or the last 4 to 5 years as I have, because I just saw it as a physical thing and then, you know, giving inspirational quips every now and then. But, you know, being at home, it forced me to face a lot of things that I was not dealing with head on. And I got really lost, man. And I made some poor decisions financially. And I put us in a very, very red spot, just physically, emotionally. When I say physically, like I didn't beat anybody. It's nothing like that. Just like we were, you know, financially, we were struggling, man, because we lost the business. And then because of that, emotionally, you're going through a lot of shit. Like, am I going to lose this house? You're questioning yourself as a man. You're questioning like who are you, because your whole identity is tied up in the business. And the reason I kind of want to explain all of that is because throughout that time, man, I lost myself, and then I lost an enormous amount of trust that I was already degrading previously, right? And over the years. And then so the hardest thing for me is like, I've always been like, hey, I'm man. I like, follow me. I'm the leader, right? And I think it was okay to a certain point, but then you lose everything. And then you're like, who the fuck am I? I can say I'm man, right? But what ends up happening is you lose that identity, right? And then I'm trying to get her to follow me, but she doesn't trust me. Like, I had made some poor decisions financially, right? Of like trying to get us out of this hole. And yeah, you got about one or two, but not 5, 6, and 7. And so like, you know, then it became like, you know, this constant questioning me, and then I'm mad because you're questioning me. And it's just like this roundabout circle, man. And I'm explaining all of this because I want you guys to understand, like, I never try to teach or coach from like high on the mountain. Like, I hate that perspective. I don't like when people do that. And I try to teach from a place of like, hey, here's what I did. It worked for me. Let me help you. And obviously I help tons of other men do it. So like, it's just teaching from a place that I've been, right? And so when we want to regain that trust, how do you actually get your wife to trust you and to listen to you and want to follow you? So the first one, are you ready? You have to do the little shit right, right? Oh, groundbreaking, right? Like, you have to do the little shit. And what does that mean, right? Like, I'll tell you this. The first thing that you have to do is stop and analyze your fucking self. Right? Like, you have to really stop, because I think most men don't do it. Like, you're just like, I'm a dude, listen to me, I'm the leader, say what, do what I say. And I was that way for a little bit. But when you strip yourself down, right? And when you stand and look at yourself in the mirror and you're truthful, like, just take off your fucking Rolex, take off your, like, you know, the fancy cars, take all the shit away, right? And you just look at yourself and you're like, okay, who am I? Like, am I trustworthy? Do I even trust myself? Do I even look at myself in a high regard? I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually, physically. Like, if you were raw with yourself and looked at yourself in the mirror, because this is one of the things that I came to the conclusion of for me. I was like, man, if I were rich and I were ripped and I was emotionally stable and I was romantic and I was a good lover in bed and I was all of these things, would she even contemplate leaving me? The answer is no. It's a simple answer, right? And so what you have to stop and ask yourself is like, are you truthfully all of those things? Because if you were really as dope as you say you are, right? And guys, I want you to understand this too, right? This is not me saying that, like, where I coach is from a perspective of own your own shit. Like, you guys, if you've been listening to me long enough, you know that. It's own your own shit, right? I cannot step in and say, well, you're doing this and she's doing that. And I'm like, no. You're saying that you want to be the leader, so I'm going to be the hardest on you, and I'm going to go right after you, because that is what I needed to get out of the space that I was in, right? And so this is for if you're looking to strengthen your marriage, if you're looking to save your marriage, like, all of this is own your own shit. So if you really looked at yourself and analyzed where you are right now, would you follow you? Would you, right? Would you trust you? And I think, man, if you go down to your root, dude, like, a lot of you don't even trust yourself, because think about how many times you've broken trust within yourself. How many times you told yourself you're going to get up and work out? How many times you told yourself you're actually going to lose weight this time? How many times you told yourself you're actually going to follow through on your word to what you told her 2 weeks ago, and you still haven't done the shit, right? And so, like, when you start creating those little cracks within your own psyche, within your own consciousness, like, do you trust you? And if you don't, why would she? If you don't respect yourself in the highest regard, and I mean every area, dude, like, what dudes do a lot of times is that you'll take one area and then you'll try to apply it to another one. Very, very great example. You'll take your money and you'll try to mask the fact that you're fat, and you'll try, oh, you know, I'm No, dude, you're great in one area that you're probably naturally good at, and you suck in this one, and you haven't tried to apply anything, right? And so then if there's no respect in that area, like, I'm telling you, bro, like, as much as we want to act like we can take one and then put it into another, it doesn't work that way, right? And so you have to look at it from, like, a perspective of, like, okay, if I'm going to be the leader, would I follow me in every area? Not just one. In every area, would I follow me? Would I trust me? And that was a hard question. And then so, like, when you're looking at regaining the trust in your marriage, right, or regaining or strengthening, right, the first thing you have to do is own your shit. That's what you have to do. And you have to analyze yourself, right? The key here, man, to understand is that as a leader, and I struggled with this, if you're going to say that you're a leader, you're going to get criticized, right? I think of any prominent leader in the world, right? They're going to question, because you put yourself on the pedestal and you said, hey, follow me. And a natural human inclination is not, like, your wife isn't going to follow you just because she loves you, right? Like, they'll follow blindly for a little bit, but then it's like, okay, where the fuck are we going, right? What the fuck are we trying to do, right? And I think that a lot of times when marriages struggle, or you're going through a hard time and you can't get the fuck out of it, is because, like, you're not actually effectively leading, and you're getting criticized because she's questioning you. And, you know, and this is what I went through. Like, she's questioning you and she's trying to figure out, why are you doing this? What are you doing? Like, what are your thoughts? And you're getting offended and frustrated and upset. But you yourself said that you wanted to be up here. So you have to be able to take that shit, right? You have to take the wins and the losses. And I think that's why it's so important for you to remain stoic throughout the whole thing, is understanding that, like, hey, you know, if I say that I'm going to be out here, if I'm going to put myself out and say that I want my family to lead, and I mean, I want to lead my family, and I want to be that dude, understand that dude is going to have some things that he has to fucking work on, right? And so the first one that I want you to do, man, is that you have to own your shit, okay? And then so from there, there has to be a vision that's created, but you have to follow the vision, and you have to remain steadfast in the actions to get you to that vision, because you cannot afford, especially if you're trying to regain trust, you cannot fucking afford to fall short. So, like, the thing is that a lot of times we know what to do, we just don't do it, right? Like, you're aware of, like, and I always use a simple example of, you know that you should probably eat cleaner and work out if you want to look better. You know the simple steps. Now, you might not know the intricacies of it, but you know that as a step. And instead of doing the step, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I have a lot of work to do, and I'm really tired, and I had a light. And so you skip the gym. Or I'm sore, and so you skip the gym. And, like, even though you knew, all you had to do was get your ass up and go to the gym. Even though you knew, instead of the French fries, you probably should have ate a salad. Instead of the French fries, you probably should have ate some chicken. It's probably like it's simple steps that we know to do, yet we choose not to do them, even though it's not in our best interest. And when you're really, really looking to regain trust, you don't really have a margin of error. And I had to learn that, right? And then when you do fuck up, because you may, right? It's like you got to take it on the chin. Like, you have to. Like, at first, when I was trying to, like, rebuild and establish trust within our marriage, it was because of that. It was like, I wouldn't take it on the chin. I would get pissed. Like, you know, but what she was saying wasn't necessarily untrue. Like, you know, it's like, well, you said you were going to do this and then you didn't do it. And I'm like, how dare you? You don't understand it. Like, it's just like, it's stupid, right? So, like, if you're going to say that you're going to be the leader, you're going to have to reestablish trust, and you have to follow through with your word, right? So the first one is you have to analyze yourself. Then you have to follow through with your word. What the fuck did you say that you were going to do? You need to execute on it without fail, because you have the capability. It comes down to an emotional choice, right? Anytime we choose to do something opposite of what we know we should be doing, it's emotional. And you can't afford to be emotional as a leader. It, like, a lot of times you have to remove the emotion from it. And I've had to learn and grow in that as well, even as a man. It's just like, it could, because an emotional man is a dangerous man, right? Because men have emotions, right? Like, it's not like you listen to this, you get sad, you get frustrated, you get angry. But the problem is that you can't rely on those things. Like, you can't allow them to, like, because your emotions will overpower you, right? They'll control you. And a man who can't control his emotions, this is the type of guy that ends up not having shit in the world, being broke all his life, ending up in prison, making bad decisions, divorced, like, all of the shit, because you're not understanding that, like, hey, there's things that I need to execute on, and I just need to execute on those because I said I'm the leader. Think about it, man. Like, I've given you guys this 1,000 times, the military perspective. It's like, if somebody's in the army and this dude is like, charge, we're going to take this hill, you're taking into account, one, how he said the command, right? But then two, is this the type of dude that you would run through a wall for? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, would he even do it? Because if he's up there and he's shaky and he's unsure and he's indecisive, and you've seen him make decisions and say that he's going to do something and then not follow through with it, like, it brings down that level of trust and security. It's the same thing in your marriage. You have to look at it from that point of view, right? And then the last one, after we have you've been raw, you've criticized yourself, you've analyzed where you are, like, and then you're owning your shit, right? And then you're following through with your word. The last one is more so like, what is it that you're following through on, right? Meaning, what are you trying to accomplish? What is the overall vision that you are trying to achieve? Have you sat down and actually thought about it? I know you probably have it in your business or in your career. We almost always do. But do you actually have it inside of your relationship as well? Is it present? And for most of you, it's probably no. And this is why you have no North Star. This is why, like, again, I use like so super simple examples, but when it comes to working out, you have no North Star. Like, you don't know why you're doing it. You've given some arbitrary reason as far as, oh, I want to be around for my children. It's like, dude, you don't really fucking believe you're going to die early and you're not going to be healthy for your kids, for most guys, right? And this is why you can't stick to it. Right? It's like virtue signaling, right? And so you go, oh, well, I want to be around for my kids and I want to be healthy. It's like, dude, you're fucking 30, 40 years old. Like, you really don't truthfully believe that you're going to die, which is why you keep smashing the hamburgers. You know what I mean? So it's just like, okay, now we got to get real of like, what are we doing and why are we doing it? And so like, when you establish this North Star, it helps you understand where are you trying to go, because it's going to control your actions and keep you in check. But the desire has to be strong enough in order for you to get there. So your desire for your relationship, what does that actually look like? Like, what is the desire? Like, how do you want your life set up? Like, in your dream life, right? Like, when you wake up, what do you do throughout the day? How do you and your wife interact? How do you and your children interact? How many trips do you take a year? What does it look like on a daily occurrence for you? Are you eating breakfast with them? Like, are you taking them to school? Like, what does your life actually look like? Most of you are going through the fucking motions. And then when you go through the motions, you just tend to get hit, right? It's like playing a video game and, you know, like, they have those runners and there's things coming at them and you're having to dodge left, dodge right. You're just staying in the fucking middle and you're getting hit by all the objects that are coming towards you, which is why you find yourself frustrated, because you have no plan. Like, you don't even know what you're trying to do. So how are you going to execute on the goal? And the plan and the goal that you have, the North Star that you have, has to be attached to a very powerful desire. And it can't be, you can't bullshit yourself, right? Like, you can't say, oh, well, I want to, you know, I call it the Miss America pageant answer. You can't say, like, a woman gets up there, she's like, why do you want to win Miss America? And they go, well, I want to feed the children and the poor. And I just want to, now, in some sense, that may be true, but really, you really want to win Miss America because it's going to make you famous in some sense, right? You want to win Miss America because it's going to allow you to buy cool shit and do cool shit and travel the world and be on magazines. That's why you really want to fucking do it, right? And so in life, you have to, like, be real about you. Like, why are you doing what you do, and what happens, or how does your life change once you get there? And so if we take those and we work backwards, we've established the desire, we've established the North Star. And then from there, you have to keep the word of, like, what you told yourself you were going to do in order to get there. Because again, most of you know, but most of you don't do. It's one thing to know, completely different thing to do. And then from there, you have to be really raw and be real with yourself, man. Analyze yourself. Like, are you the type of person that she should trust? Are you the type of person that she should follow? And be real. It's like, would you follow you? And not in just one area, dude, because I know a lot of you will jump back and forth. In all the areas, health, wealth, relationships, would you follow you in all of them? Because I guarantee fucking to you, like, if you were a G in all of them, like you say that you are, you'd be the fucking leader of a lifetime, right? And guys, the thing is, too, is that these are always going to be things that you are constantly evaluating and constantly, like, bringing up, because there are going to be times where you're so focused on something you might burn out and you might drop the ball over here a little bit. It's okay. You need to pull it up, but you need to be conscious of it. You're not always going to be 100% perfect. The goal is to continuously strive to be perfect, or to seek perfection. You'll never get there, right? But it's to understand, man, that if you were really truly the dude that you say you are and you're dope in all three of these areas, you'd be fucking legit, but you're not, right? And this is why the questions come up, and this is why there's lack of trust. And so if you fix yourself, man, look at yourself, analyze yourself, and really establish that, man. Like, I think it's going to change your life, dude, because honestly, man, this is where my life started to change. This is where my relationship got better. It's the hard work, dude. It's you versus you. That's what it is, my man. So, dude, I hope everybody enjoyed this. As always, I love you guys. I hope everybody has an awesome week. Peace. I'll see you next week.